Good afternoon, Isaac. It's great to have you on the Sideline View for the first time.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Mate, Serasia Volleyball Association, you've just told me off here, has gone through a bit of an explosion.
Yeah, it's really happening down there at the stadium. It's going really, really well for us.
Where you used to play, was it the size that held back the number of teams, do you think, or was it just as soon as you've gone to the Mildura Sporting Precinct, people have come out of the woodwork?
Oh, I think it's a bit of both, to be honest. There was a couple of seasons that towards the end there, we actually had to turn back some teams because we just didn't have the court space to be able to run any more teams. So I think it's a bit of that, but I think it's an awesome spot for us. Like, it's great to play volleyball down there when you got full size courts, plenty of runoff, and the high seat, everything down there, the facilities has been awesome for us.
Well, you told me off here you took the sport up yourself probably 7 or 8 years ago, and it's a bit of the old saying, you like it that much, you become the president of the league. But I played a little bit back in the high school days, volleyball. It's a fairly tough, demanding sport, though, isn't it?
Well, it can be, and at the high level, it really is. But it's also, like, now we've got so many different divisions running.
Yep.
It's a sport anyone can come in and join in, and you don't have to be super fit to play volleyball. You don't have to have practiced since you were six. It's really a sport anyone can come and join, and you will get better, and you will be able to move up, and you'll be able to enjoy it. It's just awesome. We've got plenty of juniors that are just coming through and with a real passion for it, and they've got their eyes set on A grade and getting up to there. But then we've also got people up to around sort of 60 years old that just love it so much and love the social side of it, that come down and they give it a hit as well. And it's awesome. It's such a multi-generational sport.
I suppose if you've got half-decent hand-eye coordination, you can learn it at any age, can't you?
You really can, and that's where most of the growth has come from. Someone's come along and played with a friend, and then they go, this is so much fun. They bring their friends and make a new team, and it's just been happening. Every season we've been having new teams come in since we've moved down and had the space for it.
At the top level of volleyball in Serasia, like A-grade level, is the standard pretty high compared to the rest of the state?
Oh, it's right up there, to be honest. It's the A-grade boys. I personally don't play A-grade. I came to the game a bit late for it, I think.
Yep.
But they give it to them, and we've got plenty of players here that have gone on to play and represent at Victoria level and even a national level. So it's definitely got the Serasia Volleyball's got a really good name right across Australia for producing top quality athletes.
Isn't that amazing, Isaac? It's not only volleyball. You have a look across a lot of sports in Serasia, and there's the same story to be told in a lot of different disciplines in sport. What is it about Mildura? There must be something in the water here, I think.
Oh, there must be something like that. I'm not sure what it is, but it's definitely, the promised land for athletes, I think, in the middle of Australia.
Well, you said you've had people go on and represent the state and the country. There's not many regional parts of Australia, I don't think, Isaac. You might disagree, but there's not many regional parts in Australia that can lay claim to things like that.
Oh, no, and I think just for the size of Mildura, it's unbelievable. Like, some people try and say Geelong's regional, but I think that what we achieve here in Serasia for sport, it's awesome. And the effort, like, some of the parents that drive down teenage kids down to Melbourne every week to go and play at the state level, it's nuts. It's a big commitment, and they do a great effort.
Yeah, to do that every week, to turn around after a week at work, you're right, it is nuts. And no, Geelong isn't regional, Isaac, because we haven't got a regional team in the AFL, I don't think.
Yeah.
And the last time I was in Geelong, you can still see the city of Melbourne from the outskirts of Geelong. So I've never agreed with that. Like Ballarat and Bendigo, they're not regional neither. People live in both of those and work in Melbourne today.
Yeah, they're trying to be, but they're not.
Exactly. How many teams all up have you got in the league now?
Well, we started, before we went down to the precinct, I think we're floating around 17 teams across the three divisions, and we're now up to, I think, I counted the other night, and look, there was 28 or 29 teams that we got across six different divisions now, so it's really happening there.
Do you play on the one night, or is that spread over a couple?
Well, at the moment, we got training on Monday nights down there,
yep,
and we got our competition night is on a Wednesday, but we're starting to hit our sort of capacity now. We've started to move to earlier games and later games, so we might be looking in the future to introduce some different nights or work out different ways to keep room for growth happening.
It gets hard. I remember playing basketball back in the late 80s, early 90s in the Mildura Basketball League, and that went through a real boom basketball. I was playing at A Reserve Men's, and some of our games were on a Tuesday night at midnight. We had to work the next day. It was at basketball. Basketball had boomed that much that that's all they could do. So they looked at going into more nights, and finally it worked itself out. So you may have to do the same thing, Isaac, I reckon.
Yeah, that's absolutely something we'll be looking at in the near future because, playing at midnight doesn't interest me in the slightest, I can tell you that right now.
No, when you've got to get up for work at 7:30 the next day, you're not home to 1:30. And, yeah, it was too much. But 28 teams here in Mildura, that's an amazing number seeing you've been, since you've been to the precinct, and you look at, expanding. There's a good opportunity. Can you get to represent St. Razor in volleyball, or is it just state and national honours?
No, absolutely. You can represent St. Razor. We've actually got in on the June long weekend, there's country championships happening over at Horsham, which is kind of like it's the biggest tournament for regional Victoria. So you're not allowed to be in the Melbourne CBD or around the Melbourne area,
yep.
All the divisions around. And they go and they play volleyball for 3 days. They play it on the Saturday, the Sunday, and the Monday. And St. Razor always sends teams down there. We're looking at sending two men's and two women's teams over to that. And it's considered pretty prestigious amongst all of the regional associations. And we always have great success down there, which is really cool.
That is really cool. That led me to my next question too. What is more popular, men's or women's? What's the bigger number in?
Well, at the moment, we have a mixed division, so
yep.
We go right through social, C, B, A reserve, and A, which is mixed.
Yep.
But a lot of the teams there are made up of men. And then we recently, since moving to the precinct, we just reintroduced the women's division after quite a while of not really having the numbers. And it's been really, really popular having a women's division in there. So some of them still play in both the mixed and the women's. But we started with four teams last season. We're up to six teams now, and we're hoping to see the momentum go through there because you just look over and they're having fun every night. It's really awesome to see that.
That is absolutely amazing. Now, you're only a week into your winter season, aren't you?
Yeah, we just started up, so it's still all just getting into place.
That's who do you expect to be around the mark, sort of in the top rung in women's and men's? What are some of the teams that really impressed you already?
Oh, gee, it's a bit early to call it now.
Yep.
Looking in the men's, there's always sort of Redbacks are up there as one of the top teams usually each season. There's also Strikers that come in.
Yep.
In the women's, I think last season Walkers just took the title and they're looking strong again. But, there's a lot of different divisions. I don't want to start trying to list each of them, otherwise I'll get myself in trouble.
Isaac, I'll put you on the spot a little bit. What's the key to being a really good volleyball team? What do you think is one of the main ingredients?
Well, I think one of the biggest ones is people, you just got to be hungry for the ball. So
yep.
You don't want to, when you see the ball hit the ground, that's tough. You got to be hungry for the ball. I think you got to be willing to work as a team and know your role. So if you're there to set, you got to be ready to set the ball. And I think just that bit of communication is sort of reading each other makes a big difference. But like I said earlier, it's not a high entry. There's not a lot of barriers to joining into volleyball. If you come down, check it out. We actually, our Monday night training from 6 o'clock
yep.
for seniors, we've actually just recently gone to making that no charge. So people can come down. Give it a go, 6 o'clock on a Monday night. Join in with the guys that are down there training, and just see if you like it. It might just be the sport for you.
Well, it's almost like a come and try night every Monday night, isn't it? That's a great idea.
It really is.
Yeah, when you say you got to be hungry for the ball. I remember playing cricket, and you drop a catch whether you're in the slips or out in the field, and you didn't want the ball to come to you. And I suppose it'd be a bit like that in volleyball. If you've buggered your last shot up, you wouldn't want the ball coming back to you too soon. But like you said, you got to stay hungry, forget what just happened and get on with it.
Yeah, that's it. And I think it's all about sort of staying positive as a team. Your morale can make a big difference. There's a few teams that I would say that their skill might not be what gets them over the line. It might just be their morale that gets them over the line some nights. If you can keep your chin up and your voices up when it gets a bit tough, and that seems to pull a lot of people over the line for a win on some nights.
Yeah, I think that's the secret to a lot of sport, isn't it? When things aren't going your way, just stay positive and stay up and about. And sometimes things turn your way, and more times than not, actually, Isaac, you're dead right.
No, I agree. And I think there's probably nothing that confuses some of the teams more than when a team's losing but they're keeping positive. I think it does something in the head, and it's really, really a mind game at that point.
Look, I've played in a number of sports in St. Rage back in my younger day, and you'd be on top of a team or even thrashing them, and they're still as positive as anything, and it would get inside your head. You'd think, what do we got to do to make this mob down on themselves? And it does worry that they're going to come back and beat you with that mindset.
It's pretty. And it's always exciting. Like volleyball, I'm probably a bit biased, but I just think it's just such a great game to watch. It's just action all the time. It just doesn't stop. And sometimes some of these teams that we have playing at the moment, they're just entertaining to watch. It's really cool. Come down and check it out.
Well, that's half the key to attracting new members to your sport and keeping it alive. But, mate, 6 o'clock for training on a Monday night at Mildura Sporting Precinct, like a come and try day every Monday night, that is a fantastic idea.
Yeah, we're really excited to be able to announce that.
What's the best way? Obviously, the best way to contact you people would probably be ring the Mildura Sporting Precinct, wouldn't it?
Well, probably our website's the best place to go, actually. If you go on there, we've got a contact form if you want to get any information from there, and there's some emails listed.
Yep.
And we're pretty good at keeping on top of that. You should be able to, if you want to find out any more information, just head to that website and check it out.
Absolutely. Laughing. Google Mildura Volleyball and we'll take you straight there.
Sunraysia Volleyball.
It is Sunraysia Volleyball too, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got to be with 28 teams in the league. That's getting right around the district. Have you got any teams like from Robinvale and places like that in your league?
Yeah, actually, we have a couple of teams that do drive over from Robinvale on a Wednesday night for particularly mainly the winter season, which we just started, which is pretty serious commitment to drive over for the sport and that. But they come over in buses and, yeah, check it out.
No, that's fantastic. Isaac, I'm almost out of time. It's been great to have you on the program for the first time. It won't be the last, though, I'll guarantee you that. I agree with you. Volleyball's a fantastic game. Best of luck for the rest of your winter season. We'll touch base a little bit later on in the season and see how it's all shaped up.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Thanks for having us, Damo.
No worries, Isaac. You take care and stay busy, and I know you will.
Yeah, you too, mate.